Good morning. Thank you, Seth, for providing me this opportunity. So now I'm going to change the gear from. We're going to change the gear from the glass cups to dicot, cotton. So what I'm going to talk about, actually this is the work of, actually this is the work of my previous postdoc now, and now he moved to a new position, so I make this presentation. So we know, I mean, when we do QTR mapping, we use a lot of populations. Most popular one, which is used biparental, and either F2 or inbred. And now the magic population is gaining more and more attention. And also there is NAM, and the cotton community is developing this, and also use naturally occurring the varieties doing GWAS to identify QTLs. But in this talk, I'm going to talk about the magic population. So magic population, yeah, has advantage and also disadvantage compared to other methods for QTL mapping. The obvious one, the disadvantage is it takes a long time to developing the magic population. And for this, and our collaborator in Mississippi, they started in 2003. So it's a long time, it's about 15 or 14 years before we can actually get it. But the good thing is once you get it, and the alleles can be kind of permanent, and also the diversity within the population is higher than the biparental population. And the good thing, and also compared to the natural population, it has this population structure, it has less the population structure. So in this research, our purpose is to identify DNA markers associated to the fiber quality trait. So first I want to tell what is our matching population. So this population has 11 parents, and 10 of them are cultivated cultivars. Actually, they used to be very widely cultivated in the U.S. across the cotton belt, and only one of them, this is a germplasm, which is a lunar nematode line, which is the only one which is not cultivated. And so we crossed it, I mean, used diallel, so basically it's 55 crosses, and then random mated for 5 times, and then self-pollinated for 6 times. Basically, it's a C5, S6. It's very homogeneous. So total is 11 parents, and total we have 550 lines. And we collected the fiber data from, I mean, 4 environments. Two locations, 4 environments. And we measured the fiber quality using a high volume instrument, which is a standard method for fiber quality measurement. So we sequenced at the 20x coverage of the 11 parents, and also at the scheme sequenced all of the 550 lines at the 2.5x coverage. But in this talk, well, I'm only focused on that use GBS. I mean, actually, we already sequenced, but this talk is mainly on the GBS, which is used the APEC carrot, and then we identified about 6,000 SNPs, and then we aligned the sequence. I mean, sequence along using this, because this work was done before the TM1 cotton genome was released, so we used 2 genomes. One is diploid Lamondia sequence. Another one also we used the tetraploid upland cotton genomes. So we identified, as I mentioned, we did both, and we identified lots of SNP markers. And we used TASO to do mark trait association, and we used 3 different p-values. As I indicated earlier, so this population has very little population structure. And this marker, this heat map shows it, and which is good for the indicator. This population actually is well developed, and population structure has this low. This is what we expected. For the LED decay, because cotton has two subgenomes, A and D, so in the A subgenome, the LED decay is about 520 kb at the R-squared 0.2 level, and the D subgenome is about 500 kb. So basically they're similar. There is not much difference. So from this work, we identified quite many QTLs. Total is 86 QTLs for different traits. So this is the elongation. This is MicNail, which is kind of a maturity determination of the fiber quality. And the short fiber content, strength, length, and the uniformity. So depending on what the p-value we use, and so the QTL number is different. And all of these QTLs, I mean, they're distributed along most of the chromosomes. So cotton has 26 chromosomes, but from here we can see out of these 26, at least 24 of them harbored QTLs, I mean fiber QTLs. So here I want to talk about a QTL cluster on chromosome 7. And maybe this is not easy to see, but this QTL cluster, which had also related to short fiber content, strength, length, and uniformity. Not much for elongation or MicNail. So this QTL cluster is at this between 72 million base and 76 million base region. So at this time, we do not know exactly where the QTL is located. So we just know this region. This region is still quite big. So we have the SNP markers. So if we based on the SNP markers, we select the favorable allele combination and compare to those not favorable allele combination. And we can see if we select those, this is for the strength. There is a significant strength difference either between those recombinant imbalance lines of the population. So here is to show you the combination of the different allele using the flanking markers. So this is for the short fiber content, especially for the strength. This is for the strength. You can see if we select the TT, this is the favorable allele for the flanking markers. If we select these, then you can see the strength is significantly better than those non-favorable allele combination. So we did a little bit further work to see in that 4 million base region, and we identified some markers the SNP markers which cause we call it non-synonymous SNPs. And out of here we found one interesting thing. It's at about 77 million base. There is a big indel, which is 18 base pair difference. And we want to see this gene is in Allelopsis. There is a homolog, which is control the water how to get into the cell. So basically, in cotton fiber cell, it's the same thing. You have the if you get the water into the cell and use the osmotic pressure and push the fiber cell to elongate. So out of these 11 parents, only Artima has this this deletion. All of other varieties do not have this deletion. And Artima, out of these 11 varieties, Artima has the best fiber quality. So we did a little bit further to compare. We only compared two varieties out of these 11 varieties. One is Artima, another one is pyramid. The pyramid is the worst. Of these 11 patterns, pyramid has the worst quality. So we compare the best one and the worst one for this for the expression of this gene. And you can see at the early stage, and there is a significant difference between the gene expression between these two varieties. And we know that fiber elongation, it happened at the early stage. And so we developed a SNP indel markers for this gene, and then we tested these markers in 105 cotton varieties. These 105 varieties were tested in the National Cotton Variety Trial. Okay, National Cotton Variety Trial was started in 1960s, so it's ongoing, and along these so many years, about 1,400 varieties has been tested, and these varieties came from private sector, public sector, and so on. Once they passed the NCVT test, and then the variety and companies or universities will use this data to advance the varieties and to the commercial stage. So all of these varieties, the fiber data, the yield data, they're available. It's in the public database. So we tested these markers in these 100 varieties and to see how this marker is related to the fiber quality. And the good thing is this panel, this tube, and if we select the markers in these NCVT varieties, for the strength, it can significantly be improved. And this one also is the same thing. This is for the matching population. If we select that marker alone to see whether we can improve the fiber quality of different traits, and if that, it could. So from this study, the conclusion is, yes, we use the STEAM markers, use the GBS technology. We identified many, many markers, and we also identified a lot of marker trait association for the fiber quality traits, and we identified one big indel on chromosome 7, which is associated to a group of fiber traits. Here, more specifically, strength, length, and short fiber content, and the uniformity. So we, by selecting this gene alone, it can simultaneously improve the fiber quality in the breeding program. Well, I want to thank a lot of people who made this happen, especially my former postdoc, and this actually was his work, and also collaborators from Mississippi, from Starkville, from Mississippi, and from Cotton Incorporated, and also from the other unit at New Orleans. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Yeah.
No, it's not aquapolin. No.
Okay.
No.
But I have a different question. So, do you know something about the dysfunction? And the second question was that you showed the expression of the gene is increased compared to the wine or black quality fiber, but also there's the deletion of within a certain region as well. So, I'm just wondering if you know if you increase the activity.
We do not know. We do not know. But I can tell you right now, we did more work in this gene. We know this gene is related to the fiber development.